Welcome to the CERT podcast series, Security for Business Leaders. The CERT program is part of the Software Engineering Institute, a federally funded research and development center at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can find out more about us at CERT.org. Show notes for today's conversation are available at the podcast website. I'm Stephanie Losey, a journalist and graduate student at Carnegie Mellon, and I'm also working at CERT on security governance and executive outreach. I'm pleased to introduce Christopher Rush, a member of the technical staff at CERT, whose focus is on defense in depth. We'll be discussing the Defense in Depth Foundations for Secure and Resilient IT Enterprises, a curriculum that Christopher played an essential role in developing and which was recently posted on the CERT website. Okay, Chris, let's just jump in here. And to start out, I want to ask you, what is Defense in Depth and how does it really fit into an enterprise or IT security program?
That's a really good question. Like you mentioned, the curriculum that we just published on the CERT website was really aimed at addressing defense in depth from kind of a different point of view. Throughout the security world, people a lot of times will talk about defense in depth, but it's not really explained, and there's no really good way to look at something like a model and determine if you've really achieved it. So what it is, just in definition, is it's multiple controls that are related addressing different security concerns in an organization. So one instance would be like, you know, you've got firewalls to protect you from malicious traffic, but you've also got antivirus software protecting you in case malicious traffic, you know, breaches your network. So it's just a layered approach at addressing information security and information assurance such that if one layer fails, you've got other layers in place to kind of make sure your network is sustainable in the face of attacks and failures.
Okay, and what are the layers? I mean, could you give me sort of a brief overview of that and touch on some of them?
I could. Defense in depth, as far as I can tell up to this point, has really just been, you know, one kind of concept. And what we've really done is we broke it down into 8 different conceptual containers. And what this does is it really enables an organization, instead of like looking at security just to say, do we have it? And trying to measure up, you know, what implementations they have and where they need to be and what's required, it gave them a framework of these 8 containers to look at each one individually and kind of compare what they have and determine if they've got the right things in place. So what the containers actually are is we started with compliance management. And I won't go into a lot of detail with these because the material's online and you can look at it. But we've got compliance management. Then we move on to risk management, identity management, authorization management, accountability, availability, configuration management, and then incident response or incident management.
So you've got all these different areas, and you can take a look at sort of before you implement defense in depth, where do I stand? And then you can implement it and take a look after it, where do I stand? And you can sort of make it some sort of iterative process.
Exactly. I mean, it's really not something that should be addressed kind of wholesale, you know, take them all and, you know, throw them at your IT staff and hope that you get something out of it. One of the things that we emphasize is that defense in depth should really be ingrained in your organizational culture. It's not something that you hand to one person and hope that it's achieved or it's accomplished. When you look at something like compliance management, which is really one of the, you know, founding concepts of defense in depth, that's where you really establish your organizational policy, your IA policy that's going to be sort of general. Yet specific enough to provide guidance to your IA staff or your information security or just even your sysadmin kind of people, and then even be useful to your users as far as, you know, how they're expected to conduct themselves in your infrastructure.
Okay, so I'm hearing you say that there are sort of different perspectives on defense in depth depending on who you are within the organization. You could be a sysadmin, you could be a user. How about a mid to senior level manager? If you're in this role, what can defense in depth do for you? How would you view it? And also, how would you view its pros and cons if you were considering implementing it?
That's a really good question. Anytime that you can be provided with some sort of framework or guideline, I think that it's beneficial, as long as you kind of buy into what the framework is leading you towards. And so for a mid to senior level manager, what this is providing is, like I said, the framework to kind of move forward. Because a lot of times you've got C-level executives or even mid-level managers that don't really have a lot of the technical experience, or they may be familiar with it, but they've been more in the managerial role for quite a long time.
Right.
So what it does is it provides the framework. I like to think of it as it's kind of a constant in a field where there's really no constant. Security is always changing. The technology is always changing. The regulatory environment's always changing. But with DID, or Defense in Depth, you've always got this kind of framework to map it against and determine, you know, where it fits in your organization and look at the different controls and see if you're where you need to be.
So we discussed these layers, and we discussed looking at it and trying to figure out where you're supposed to be. Where would you start?
It kind of all starts with compliance management. You can't really implement any sort of security unless you've got a reason for having security, unless you've got some sort of idea or concept of what it is you want secure.
Mm-hmm.
And with Defense in Depth, this really, it's tied to your organizational goals. So IT security or information assurance is not some other separate concept. It's something that really works alongside the objectives of your organization.
Right, the business mission.
Exactly. I mean, that's really what it's all about, is providing continuity of business in the face of threats and failure. So mm-hmm. You start with compliance management or developing a policy. What is it that your goals are in a general enough manner that you don't have to change your policy all the time, but you've got this document that states what it is you're seeking to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of move towards risk management. So once you've got this overarching, you know, goal as far as IA policy goes, then you move towards risk management. And what that really involves is, number one, it's identifying the critical assets in your organization. Because if you've got a business mission, there are, of course, some sort of assets within your organization that are targeted directly at, you know, accomplishing that mission. So once you define the critical assets, you can then determine what the loss to your business might be if those assets were not available. So as part of risk management, you identify your assets, and then you look at the threats that exist, you know, regards to those assets, and then you can determine how important it really is and what the security requirements are for those assets.
Mm-hmm.
So in compliance management and risk management, you've really got these two key containers or concepts of Defense in Depth that set everything else up.
Okay, so we're going way beyond the thought process of, well, security is, you know, is mechanisms, is a firewall. And you're kind of taking a big step back, and you're looking at the whole organization and saying, well, security is a concept and a goal that we have. And so, and here's how we want to implement it, and these are the assets that we need to protect. So now what do we need to do on the mechanism low level to do that?
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. I do have a question about who should be the point person for a Defense in Depth strategy. You know, at what level of the organization should this operate? Because it seems to be a big picture initiative. So it would strike me that it should be some sort of top-level senior person as opposed to, you know, a system administrator who might have been tasked with security. Is that accurate?
Sure. Well, I mean, Defense in Depth is not really for one specific type of organization.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that it's always for your C-level executive or that, you know, the main, you know, VP of, you know, information assurance or IT, that's nice. But in smaller organizations, I guess you can't really always expect that there's a CIO or a CISO. So given that DID really does rely on sort of an organizational buy-in, and that needs to be driven from the management level in order to be kind of ingrained throughout the organizational culture,
mm-hmm.
it would be best if it was like a CIO or a CISO who is kind of the leading person of this initiative that, you know, made it known that this is where we're going to go with our information assurance, and these are the concepts that we're going to be using, and also going further, because these are the people that have really the control of putting that into the organizational culture, of making sure that there's user awareness. And also, I think it's great that if there is an organization with like a CISO, they can kind of be the bridge between, say, your other C-level executives that aren't real technology-oriented or minded, and the staff who are the ones actually implementing this, so that there's kind of a flow through the organization and everybody at least can be on the same page.
This leads to another thought. How do you get buy-in for Defense in Depth? How do you, you know, whatever position you're in the organization, if you come in and you want to implement Defense in Depth, how do you get buy-in both above and below your level?
I wish I had a real short answer for that, but I don't think that there really is one. I think one of the keys to information assurance is that a lot of organizations operate in some sort of regulatory environment.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Sarbanes-Oxley and various other regulatory mechanisms that many companies are having to look at and become compliant with. So I think that the fact that they're faced with some external force to look at information assurance is one sort of mechanism to achieve buy-in. Because once, you know, they determine that it has to be done or there's consequences, it's kind of buy-in by default. The other thing is just user education. It's just kind of, you know, you don't make them sign a policy document at the at their hiring and then expect them to, you know, have security in mind all the time. You've got to kind of, you know, make sure that it's ingrained in, you know, in corporate events or have separate events educating your employees or maybe publications. But I think you really do achieve that buy-in just in the fact that it addresses it in a framework that can actually be looked at and kind of measured, you know, not specifically, but you can determine if you're meeting at least the general requirements of the framework. So I think that goes a long way towards achieving some buy-in from the employees and the management.
Right, and so instead of scrambling to comply, you're approaching it in a structured way, and you're hoping that this will have, you know, larger benefits throughout the organization.
Exactly, and through the compliance management step, where you're really tying it to the organizational mission. I mean, I think that goes a long way towards making it real to people as far as understanding that it's not just a hindrance to employees or to the management. Because once they know that it's really there to support their job and their organizational mission, I think more people are willing to accept a lot of the implementations.
How will you know when you've achieved defense in depth? Like, you've set out to implement the program, you're looking at the framework, and you have a goal of where you want to get to. How do you determine that goal? How do you say, well, this is the right level for my organization? And then how do you say, well, okay, we've achieved that level. How do you measure that? Well,
that's a really good question. I think a lot of people ask that in any sort of security framework or just security in general. It's how much is enough, and do I have it? Am I secure? Well, unfortunately, it's not like a black or white thing. You can't really, you know, perform some technical implementation and sit back and say I'm secure. It's like, you know, implementing a firewall and never touching it again and hoping that it's just going to keep you safe from the rest
right,
of the world.
No matter what else happens from
yeah,
then on.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, a lot of people think of security, especially a lot of times from management level, as sort of a fix it and forget it. You know, we've put this initial amount of funding into security. We had our staff do all these things, and why would we want to do more?
Mm-hmm.
The defense in depth model, it really requires a commitment by the organization. An ongoing commitment, not just an initial commitment to look at it as a framework and try to match up the things you have in your organization to the framework and put it in place, and there it is. A lot of it really involves ongoing maintenance or monitoring of your infrastructure and of your security mechanisms. So rather than think of it like, you know, you've achieved security and now it's good, I like to, you know, sort of look at it in a different manner. You're looking at it as, have you implemented or have you followed the framework the best you can with the resources you have? And then you have to look at it from the risk management perspective. Given the things that you have in place, have you achieved or do you think that you've achieved the level of risk management that you require for those assets? And one thing about defense in depth is It involves a lot of monitoring and constant maintenance. Like I said, you've got accountability management, which is one of the constructs, which involves looking at monitoring of logs, of access logs, of traffic logs, these sort of things. The staff that you have in place to implement your defense in depth implementations can look at these things to determine, you know, does the security that you want, does it kind of match up with what you're seeing in your logs and your traffic? Do you have people trying to access things that they shouldn't be? It requires kind of a lot of legwork.
So it's a living concept, is what you're saying.
It is.
Now, you mentioned that the curriculum is available on the website. Or who would you say is the target audience for the curriculum, and how can that then be used within an organization to familiarize people at different levels with what's required of them?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of our aims with the curriculum was to kind of, a lot of times there's a gap between your technical staff and then the managerial level. So for the managerial or the executive, the C-level executive, who has been in the managerial world for a long time, they may not be, you know, that tied to the technical stuff or the different things that exist today. So for that level of individual, this is a good starting point to kind of reach back into the technical area and at least familiarize yourself with various concepts that can assist you in achieving information assurance. And then for, like, the sysadmin, it's also a really good place to look when maybe you're real familiar with the technology, but you're not real familiar with the managerial concepts or what the policy is really there for, or how it kind of all ties together. I mean, a lot of the people who are the ones with their hands on the keyboards implementing firewalls and, you know, security measures lose sight of, you know, what it's all for. And so the defense in depth curriculum is really ideal for both those groups at achieving kind of a different thing, is giving sort of a managerial eye to the technical staff and letting the managers see what it really means on a technical level.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I've appreciated your time. I've learned a lot, and I hope our audience has as well.
All right. Thank you very much.